The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Isn't this a sports show?
The Royals are currently beating the White Sox 4-0. They're going to blow it. How sad would that be? They have Duffy. I think they're fine today. Duffy's look good.
Almost entirely.
Well, oh, you say that.
And Danny Duffy just gave up a 2-run home run.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The number between 1 and 4.
3.
3 is the Kansas City Royals. We've talking about the Royals for a long time.
Let's keep it that way. 2.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com. Or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
You gonna play this game?
Sure. What game is this? Is this the sadness game? Because I'm there.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, baby! Gripping ribbons, crack one open! The Phoenix Suns have won the last day of June, which actually last year came along with some playoff basketball. But today, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day in sports transactions. Rudy, you can turn off the other microphone now. I did my Foley work.
I think I'm going to leave it for up for just a little bit, see what else happens.
I just sprayed some disinfectant into the air. Because there's too many germs in this room. At least that's my conclusion. Because I have the fever. I have the fever.
Football?
I have the fever for the NBA offseason. Oh, it's free agency day, baby.
Yeah, USC and UCLA were signed by the Big Ten.
One of these days, and maybe it'll be in like the fifth or sixth year of us doing this show together, one of these days Rudy's going to learn to trust me that I'm going to weave a bit together. I'm also afraid that my Rooster Booster, which is what I just cracked open, Rooster Booster Light, to be clear, is now going to smell like taste like disinfectant spray. I did move the can to one side as I was spraying it in the other direction, but I'm tasting a little bit of Rooster Booster Light and a little bit of Lysol right now.
It's better than feeling like you're standing in the middle of a desert because this back room is just...
Yeah, you know what, Rudy? I don't really want to hear your complaints.
Got nothing, man.
Hey, Rudy, I don't really want to hear your complaints, actually. I have a literal bitter taste in my mouth because I had my mouth open when I was spraying Lysol into the air and some of it blew back in, and I still don't have a bitter taste in my mouth.
I see mirages. I see a happy Suns fan. That can't be true.
Oh, you are sick. We got to get you out of here. We gotta get you some cold water, maybe a cold compress. And Rudy, you're right. I was gonna get to that eventually as well because I just was going to tie it together in a certain way. Today, in a day where no NBA games happened, no college football games happened, no NFL games happened. But today, on a very transactional, speculative June 30th, I think that there are two sports right now in real danger. I think that the existence of two sports and the way we have known them to operate for our entire lives, I think is in real jeopardy.
Men's field hockey.
College football right now, and really all of college sports behind it, but college football is the engine. I'm worried about college football. I really am.
Women's baseball?
But I'm even more worried about the National Basketball Association, ladies and gentlemen. Because when Kevin Durant is a member of God's favorite basketball team, your Phoenix Suns, I don't even know what the point of playing all those games is. Let's just sim season. Let's get that Larry O'Brien up in here. Let's go ahead and get that little gold tab on the back of the jersey. Let's, I want the regular season to happen because I will get to watch Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Kevin Durant share the floor together.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
When they trade Chris Paul and Devin Booker to Brooklyn? They can't.
No, no, no.
They can't,
no.
Rudy. They
I
can't.
Mean,
hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Hey, actually.
Legally, Bam Adebayo and Devin Booker cannot be traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
They can.
With Ben Simmons still on the roster.
Yeah, there's other workarounds. For example, the trade you saw with the Nuggets, one that isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray has to go in that possible trade for multiple reasons. One, the Nuggets have first-round picks tied up. Two, it's to satisfy the whole Michael Porter Jr. on his rookie. Like, if by trading Jamal Murray with Michael Porter Jr., that some, for whatever reason, allows them to trade Michael Porter Jr. with Ben Simmons still on the roster. I don't know how exactly that. NBA's got some confusing things. Point being, there's some loopholes.
I was just checking the expiration date on my Rooster Booster Light because something really tastes, like, genuinely wrong.
But
and
also, Kevin Durant's not coming to Denver.
I think it's most likely the Lysol spray.
At least not to play for the Nuggets. Maybe to watch the Avs. Man likes his championship teams.
If nay when the Phoenix Suns trade for Kevin Durant, I am going to be insufferable. I'm insufferable right now, and it just sounds like it's a thing that has a legitimate chance to happen. The Suns are the favorites to land Kevin Durant this offseason, including the Nets. He is more likely to be a Sun by betting markets right now than he is to be a Net.
Like, I couldn't agree with you more. Also, like, they shouldn't play the season because, like, what could go wrong, right? This last year, for example, like, we knew from day one, I mean, throughout the course of the year, Golden State was the best team, right? Like, they were the one seed, right? They were clearly the best team. It was just kind of like, they
you know, the past is lost, the past.
Golden State lost in the finals 2 years ago, and we were all like, hey, this year, they're just kind of coasting through the regular season because it's all about the playoffs, baby.
You know, the past is the past.
That was
and
Golden
I can't,
State, right?
I can't remember what happened last year or the year prior, because here's the thing. If, nay, when the Suns acquire Kevin Durant, I will be insufferable. If, nay, if they do it without having to send Mikal Bridges anywhere, I am afraid that I will hurt myself. I don't know if I would be able to stay on my 2 feet.
If they are able to get Kevin Durant without sending Mikal Bridges, in theory also to Brooklyn, right? There could be a 3-team trade, but
sure.
I don't like predicting that.
Sure,
believe,
impossible.
You never know. If, for some reason, Brooklyn agrees to that trade, the commissioner just has to step in and be like, guys, come on. I can't.
It's Kevin Durant's world. We're all living in it.
That's true.
It's just, that's welcome to player empowerment, baby. You know, if you're, here's what I've always said. As a lifelong Phoenix Suns fan, I've always said, if you don't have a superstar, go find you a superstar. You don't like the way the game is played, play the game better.
Also,
sorry some of you small market little twerps can't keep up with us big guys in the valley, but if you can't get in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, why don't you go find your own Devin Booker?
I'm just pretty sure
star magnet Devin Booker.
Adam Silver's going to have to step in because there's clearly a lot of conspiracy stuff going on here. Cuz who has the two biggest ties? Like who does Phoenix has the most ties with currently in the NBA?
Outside of the organization?
Whose head coach and GM played for a certain NBA team based in Phoenix? Josh, would you like to explain?
In recent years, there has been what
simple
I believe...
Simple yes or no question, Josh.
No, it wasn't, because it wasn't a yes or no question. It wasn't. Can I just explain it, since it wasn't a yes or no question? Hey, Rudy, yes.
Withhold.
It wasn't a yes or no question. It was a who question. And that I can't help you on. I can help you, actually. Over these last couple of years, there has been a campaign, not Cameron Payne, although there has also been a campaign in Phoenix.
Definitely has been a campaign.
There has been, dare I say, a discreditation campaign slandering the good name of Steve Nash. He won two MVPs back-to-back years.
Not the most recent guy to do that.
That's true. Well, just wait. Rudy and I are going to end up on the same side by the end of this.
Yeah. I've worked out the perfect 3-team trade that
Me
needs
too.
To happen for everybody to be happy.
I'm going to let you pitch that because I think this will absolutely be the thing that gets us there. But here's my addition. Steve Nash, back-to-back MVP in Phoenix, and there has been this campaign over these last few years that, frankly, I believe is racist. That somehow Steve Nash was not a deserving back-to-back MVP because he didn't, like, score enough points or whatever.
He is Canadian, right?
Yes.
Nailed it.
I think this is, I need to find, you know, I'm going to find Steve Nash's stat line and then put him up against everybody. You know, again, you want to look at things like quote-unquote points.
No, for
you nerds
thing.
And those advanced numbers, that's fine. Here's my take. Today, Steve Nash should get a third MVP.
Wow.
Anything that Kevin Durant brings to Phoenix, Steve Nash should also get a ring.
I mean, he'd have to
He should get to Jokic, hoist the trophy.
Which you probably couldn't.
Steve Nash or Kevin Durant?
Both. I mean, has Kevin Durant
ever
beat Nikola Jokic in the NBA playoffs?
Just to be clear,
Has he, Josh? No. It's a simple yes or no
that
question,
That one is
Josh.
A simple yes or no question, and the answer is no. I don't believe they've played each other in the NBA.
Honor?
Strike it from the record.
Strike it
from the record.
Not the question, though.
Strike it from the record. You're right. The answer was no. And that
Thank
is the
you.
End of my official answer.
I have no more questions, Your Honor. I do have a statement.
I was double checking on this because I thought I was right. Steve Nash was born in South Africa, but he is Canadian.
Oh, I did not know that.
I was literally, I thought, I'm pretty sure he was born. I think he lived, I think that's where a lot of his soccer love comes from.
Yeah.
I know I might be projecting that. I'm not 100% sure, but I knew that, I mean, was pretty sure he was born in South Africa.
It would make sense that a lot of his soccer love would come from an area of the world where soccer is much more popular, especially back then, right?
For sure.
Like, soccer is very popular in Canada right now, but like, I don't think it was back then.
They moved to Saskatchewan when he was 18 months old. So he was born in, Nash was born in Johannesburg, South Africa to a Welsh mother and English father in February 1974.
I did not know that either.
Then he moved to Saskatchewan, settling in British Columbia. And so he has,
assume Canadian citizenship, or is he just like, he grew up in Canada, he is not Canadian.
Here's what I just realized that I had not considered. He holds blank as well as Canadian citizenship. Where would his other citizenship be?
I mean, it would be, I would assume, Africa, because he was born there. And holds, also maybe English and Welsh?
Holds British as well as Canadian citizenship.
Okay. Is that because it was South Africa, I guess?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. Yeah. Frankly, I did not
There's
think we were going to get...
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get into Steve Nash's like Ancestry.com results, but here we are.
We need to go check some Olympic games. I want to make sure he didn't play for any teams he wasn't supposed to.
His medals here are all representing Canada. Okay. I do have that.
In youth sports, I'll rip those medals right away. Anyways, back up Steve Nash.
I am not trying to take away either of Jokic's last two MVPs, nor am I saying that Steve Nash should be the MVP next year. I am saying that Steve Nash should just have a third MVP. It doesn't have to be assigned to a season. It should just say on his Wikipedia page, three-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 2005-2006, Kevin Durant to Phoenix.
That's fair.
Maybe just KD, number two, PHX.
I know people.
That's
like,
the year I'm living in. You're living in 2022. I'm living in Kevin Durant to Phoenix 22.
Flawless.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking since that news came out. I've just been.
Trust me, I can tell. Here,
you can probably smell the booze in my breath through the glass. First report came out that he requested a trade, and then I'm actually currently wearing a Camelback which in honor of the mountain in Arizona of the same name. I'm just wearing a Camelback right now that's just full of Fireball whiskey. Not full anymore. It's about half full.
Was full.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was full at 2, and then it was empty at 4. And then it was full at 4:05, and now it's about half empty. I'm hoping it gets me through the rest of the show.
Probably,
I feel very unwell.
Probably full again at 8, if we're being honest.
Yeah, maybe that's why the Rooster Booster doesn't taste quite right.
Could be.
Kind of cinnamony.
Anybody, though, who, like, Steve, here's the thing. I know maybe, like, Steve Nash's, like, points numbers weren't overwhelming. Steve Nash did the 50-40-90 thing at a time when 50-40-90 was not common.
Four times.
Yeah. It is not that I don't want to say it's like it, a bunch of players do it now. It's just more common, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think Jokic, I don't remember if he finished 50-40-90, but he came close to it at the very least. But
50%
like,
field goal percentage, 40% three-point shooting percentage, and 90% free throw percentage for those of you at home.
It's not like out of this world crazy now, but when Steve Nash did it, it did not happen often. It was like Steve Nash and like Larry Bird, and there were very few players that had actually done it.
Do you want to know how many people who have done it since Steve Nash did it four times?
I say I bet since Steve Nash, it has happened more times since Steve Nash than certainly it happened before Steve Nash. If that makes sense. I feel pretty confident about that.
4-4. Just purely for the NBA. Okay. There's a G League entry for Quinn Cook and a WNBA entry for Atlanta Deladon.
That counts.
Highest level of your sure. But
I would assume there was more of them.
Here's
the
list.
Might have been, I guess, like more like right guys.
I got you. I'm gonna give you a list.
Close to it, maybe, and that's just why it feels like there were more.
Here's your list for the 50-40-90 club. Just in order: Larry Bird, Mark Price, Reggie Miller, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash,
Dirk Nowitzki,
Kevin Durant.
Oh, wait, was I right about that?
No.
Oh.
How was I supposed to tell you no other than just to keep moving?
That's fair.
Dirk just did it once. Then Nash did it those four times with Dirk in there once. And then Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Malcolm Brogdon.
Wow.
Kyrie Irving. That was in 2020-21. Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon. That one is a little bit of an outlier, I would say. But yeah, Larry Bird's done it twice. Steve Nash did it four times. No one else has ever done it even more than once. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, the most recent addition there.
Jokic came pretty close in 2020, where he shot 56, 39, where my page just updated, 87. So, he came close. Not there, though.
Do you want to offer your trade solution here that gets Kevin Durant where he wants to be?
Yes.
It gets me where I want to be, which is having Kevin Durant on my basketball team.
Yeah.
And it does something really important both for you and for me.
Gets Mikal Bridges where he wants to be, clearly.
What's your three-team trade?
So, here's the – and, this isn't totally, figured out. There's some draft picks we'll be moving around, I'm sure, because Brooklyn's going to need some stuff. But here's what we do. Brooklyn gets DeAndre Ayton, Michael Porter Jr. Denver can throw a 2029 first-round pick. Phoenix can throw some of theirs, yada, yada, yada.
Reportedly, Brooklyn doesn't really want DeAndre Ayton. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're going to want him.
Nobody wants DeAndre Ayton. That's the problem.
That does seem to be the case, which is weird because he is a very good basketball player. But I just want to go ahead.
Though?
Yes.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yes, he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Just like Nick Chubb, right? Great running back. Want him. Anyways, those two, Brooklyn. Kevin Durant, obviously, to Phoenix. Mikal Bridges, Denver. The Nuggets get they improve at the small forward spot. Mikal Bridges, when Michael Porter Jr. is clicking, he's a better scorer than Mikal Bridges. But Mikal Bridges is much more consistent offensively, much better defensively, and plays basketball.
That was, I was going to say, just
the most
more consistent.
Thing.
Yes. The split of how many games has Michael Porter Jr. played in the last 2 years for the Nuggets? Do you have a ballpark
probably
number for it?
Probably about 82.
That honestly feels high to me. That seems, I would take the under on one full season out of the last 2 years.
He set his, I was way off. Well, no, I wasn't way off. I mean, I was off. I was 70.
In 2 years.
In the last 2 years, yes.
Bridges played every game this year, 72 the year before, 73 the year before, every game the year before that. He started 82 games this year, which is just an outrageous achievement.
He played less in 2020, 2021 than I thought he did. I kind of figured he'd be in the 74-ish range, which is about 13 games more than what he actually did play, which was 61.
I obviously
125 for his career, which is a season and a half. Over four seasons now, his rookie year, the Nuggets drafted him, obviously knowing he's not available his rookie year, right? But over the last 3 years, he's played a season and a half.
I would obviously just like for Mikal Bridges to just be here, right? And by here, I mean Phoenix, with Booker and Chris Paul and Kevin Durant, and you have Mikal Bridges, and then you figure it out, and you just don't even worry about it after that, okay? You just figure it out.
What you can do when you have those guys starting, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, I could play the five, and it would be we would win 70 games. That might be high, but I'm not sure. But if Bridges has to be involved in the trade package, it would really warm my heart for him to find it. As you have talked for literally years about how much you would like Mikal Bridges to be a member of the Denver Nuggets.
So much fun to watch.
You would get your crush from afar. And for me, it would be like, yes, Mikal Bridges and my basketball team broke up, but Mikal Bridges and I are still friends. I can still watch him and root for him because obviously, like, other than, I will say, playoff time, whenever the Suns are the 1 seed and the Nuggets are the 8 seed, that first round matchup, I will have to go ahead and turn a blind eye, but that'll only be 4 games out of every couple of years because they'll just sweep them out of there and it'll be fine.
The disrespect. We would 100% be like the 4 or 5 seed, and we would see you in the second round.
Whoever would beat you in the first round as the 4 or 5 seed opposite you.
It would not go well in the second round, but we would absolutely face you in the second round. Now, Mikal Bridges is playing. You know what's not going to happen in the second round whenever Phoenix and Denver play against each other, Mikal Bridges as a Nugget? He's not going to get cooked in the pick-and-roll game by Chris Paul like Michael Porter Jr. did. I'm not going to get been told by my local police department that I can't call and report a crime that Chris Paul had broken Michael Porter Jr.'s soul.
In fairness, it doesn't appear to be that difficult to break Michael Porter Jr. in one form or another.
Physically, super easy. Spiritually, it's a challenge.
Is he eating bacon again or not? I can't remember.
I don't know. I kind of checked out on him after the whole COVID herd control theory thing.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Now, what he meant was it was herd control. He's looking for herd immunity because he just learned about cows and how delicious they are.
I don't know if he's eating cows, but he definitely is eating pigs.
I just decided to make the jump to cows because I didn't feel like a herd of pigs was quite right.
It's not,
what
it's
is
not.
A bunch of pigs called, though?
A flock.
That's not right. It's definitely not a herd or a pack or a flock or a murder. Why can I not just think of what that would be? Rudy's Googling it, dear listeners. If you're driving into a ditch right now because we're so dumb that we don't know what a group of pigs is called, I totally get it. It's a piggly wiggly. Is it a pin? Hold on. Don't tell me yet. Hold on. It is a pin of pigs. P-E-N.
So there's a...
It is a muck of pigs.
All these are wrong. You
that
have
doesn't seem possible.
Three different things. A group of pigs, a group of young pigs, and a group of hogs.
Okay.
Each one is something different. The young pigs is easy.
It's a pig pen of pigs.
No.
It's a piglet of pigs.
Anything that's...
Piggies.
No, the pig is not the word.
Okay,
any,
hold on.
Any sort of, like, any time an animal has babies, that's basically a...
Puppy.
A litter.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. So you have a litter of piglets.
But pigs and hogs. I know the words. Hogs, I don't know. One of those words I've never even heard of.
Okay, so for hogs, you just
I mean, it's a 6-letter word that is going to be on Wordle one day, and we're all going to be like, that's not a word.
Well, Wordle's only 5 letters, so we're probably safe.
Yeah, close enough.
I'm going to say for hogs, you just say you have a boss of hogs.
Passel or team?
Mine is better. I have a boss of hogs. That's great. Hold on. One more suggestion on the hog front. What if you say you have what if you call it a mass? Yeah, over here I got a mass of hogs. You got to really enunciate.
It can be a little confusing, though. Do you have a mass of hogs or a massive hog? Which you could both could be true at the same time.
It's up to your imagination. I don't know. What do you call a pile of pigs?
Drove. Almost said dove. I was like, that's
okay,
not right.
Well,
drift or drove?
None of I kind of thought that there was like a word that I just couldn't think of right now
so
for some
drift
reason.
Drift of hogs or of pigs or a drove of pigs.
I don't think I've ever heard either of those.
I feel like I maybe heard drove of farm animals before, essentially, but
I've
drift,
heard those
I have
words,
not.
But I've never been like, oh yeah, look over there. It's a drove of pigs.
Yeah.
Like when Renee and I were driving down to Wichita and back a couple of times a couple of weeks ago, you know, we passed a bunch of cows. You know, look, there's a, you know, a herd. I don't think I've heard of. We didn't drive past a big flock of pigs, which is what. And actually, I did say that you were wrong by calling them a flock of pigs, Rudy, and that's not true. Because if you have a group of pigs flying, then it is a flock of pigs.
And pigs can fly.
These
are known facts.
Well, look, you could say that pigs. When will pigs fly? Oh, I don't know. The day that Kevin Durant demands a trade to the Phoenix Suns.
In 1932, the first pig flew across the ocean.
That's beautiful. We don't teach that in our schools enough. In the movie
that
adaptation,
later went on to star as Babe.
In the movie adaptation, we were in very similar
and
places.
And was Amelia Earhart in one of those biopics.
In the movie adaptation of Free Willy, they cast an orca to play the role, but it was based on a true story. It was actually a pig, though, that did live fully underwater. But, whales have, blowholes. For a pig, they'll just stick their snout up and then just snort out some of the air and then inhale and go about their swimming again.
And that's where the submarine comes from.
Correct. That is the basis of the concept of the submarine. Humans saw pigs doing that, and they were like,
wait a second.
I'd like to be able to do that.
This design.
Funnily enough, that's also where Canadian bacon comes from. It's only Canadian bacon if you get it from the swimming pigs off of the coast of Canada. Otherwise, it's just sparkling pig. Gary Harris back to, the Mavs, or the Magic, excuse me. Gary Harris, 2 years, $26
million. We said Gary Harris back. I was like, Denver?
Nope, sorry. Gary Harris, 2 year, $26 million contract extension.
I'm all right with that. Him not coming back, obviously, to Denver, because Gary Harris is, it's a weird story of, I forget the year exactly, maybe like 2016 or 2017. Zach Lowe had him like as his like 45th, 46th best player in the NBA. Phenomenal two-way guard, right? Give you like 16 points a game, play good defense. And then he forgot how to shoot a basketball. Like 4 or 5 years into his NBA career, just like forgot how to play basketball. And now he's bad. Just bad at basketball.
Was Kevin Knox a Kentucky guy?
He was.
2 years, $6 million for the Pistons.
Good for him, because you know what he's been in the NBA so far? Real bad.
Yeah, 2 years, $6 million in NBA numbers is like literally an insult.
The ninth overall pick by the Knicks. It did not go well. And the Knicks are just trying to give anybody money right now.
No, I disagree. They're trying to specifically give Jalen Brunson money, which is more inexplicable than if they were trying to give anybody money right
now. Well. The Knicks are... It's a long-term plan that they have going where Leon Rose, who, sure, yeah, he used to represent, Jalen Brunson. And, yeah, he may have hired Jalen Brunson's dad to be on the coaching staff. And, okay, yeah, his son does represent Jalen Brunson now because he no longer can because he's a GM. It's fine. They also hired DJ Wagner's dad, who's the number one overall recruit in high school basketball, who's either going to go to Kentucky or Louisville. That thing is going to be fascinating to watch. So DJ Wagner is going to get, he could lose an arm and he's getting a super max by the Knicks at some point. World Wide West is in their front office. And for anybody who's listening, they're like, who's World Wide West? World Wide West is like the first, you remember the Adidas shoes things, Gasser, right? Mm. That was his name, right? Gasner? Gasanola? You know who I'm
TJ
talking about.
TJ Gasanola?
Sure.
Is that right?
I don't
know. Wasn't it a TJ?
Seems about right.
Yeah, I got TJ, Gasanola. I added a vowel
so
in there.
So World Wide West has been doing basically that since like the 90s, and everybody's just like been fine with it. But he now works for the Knicks. Like in the front office. Because him and Leon Rose go way back. It seems like a good enough dude. He's how... He's the reason why Cal was able to get DJ Wagner's dad, DeJuan Wagner, to go to Memphis. Because DeJuan Wagner is the nephew of World Wide West. It's a lot of family connections, man. It gets complicated real fast.
I wanted to let you kind of get your whole explainer out there. I didn't want to jump in partway through. I just want to circle back.
The
really
meme
quick.
Slash picture of Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He's got the pins and the and the ropes everywhere and all, the string, and it's just chaos.
Yeah.
That's what the Knicks are.
Yeah, and that, no argument there. I agree 100%.
Trying to explain what the Knicks are.
Right, right. No, I get that too. Did you say that a guy could literally lose an arm and they would still give him a max contract?
I said if DJ Wagner personally did.
Got it. Okay.
Because his
of all of the remaining. Grand,
his great uncle is on the staff, and lifelong family friend Leon Rose is the president of the Knicks. And there is a high school basketball player without an arm who has a sponsorship with Gatorade.
I've seen some of the, I think he was in a commercial or something.
He
it was
played
very
in
cool.
the McDonald's All-American game, I believe. One of the All-American, no, not the McDonald's one. It was the Allen, I forget what Allen Iverson calls his tournament, but he played in the Allen Iverson one.
Right, and that's awesome. And I don't want to say that a person with less than four limbs could never play in the NBA. I would love this. That would be an incredible story. I'm certainly rooting for that.
This kid's good at basketball.
I just think that it might be just a touch too hard on the Knicks to say that one of their active players could spontaneously lose a limb and then still get a maximum deal.
Not one of their active players.
Nope,
specifically DJ Wagner. Like, only him. Because they are already hiring people, family members.
He is 17 years old right now.
Onto their staff for him to be happy. Or it's not his dad, but it's his high school basketball coach. That's who they hired.
Why do you know so much about this?
Well, DJ Wagner is like, it's Kentucky. It's honestly kind of fascinating, like, if he's going to go to Kentucky or Louisville, because it was just deemed he's going to Kentucky because Cal coached his dad, right? Then Louisville hired Kenny Payne, who played with Wagner's grandpa at Louisville.
I think Kenny
who
Payne
is also
left,
now
I think,
on the staff.
I think Kenny Payne left ESPN a little while ago.
No, Kenny Payne. I'm pretty sure it's Kenny Payne.
It was a Kenny Mayne joke. Yeah.
Gotcha. Kenny Payne, who, where Kenny Payne...
I forget that I can't make jokes to Rudy whenever he's talking about potential Kentucky recruits. He can't hear sarcasm.
Also, you know where Kenny Payne came from? You know what job he left? He was on the staff at Kentucky. He left Kentucky for another job. He then left that job for Louisville. You know what that job was, Josh?
Yes, he was
shoveling... coach of the New York Knicks. There's just this weird Knicks, Kentucky, Louisville, DJ Wagner... strings everywhere. It's honestly, it's kind of fascinating to read about. It's like the only recruiting story that I care about. It's kind of fun.
Are you on 4chan right now? What's
just
happening?
It's kind of fun because there's like, Louisville has, they hired DJ Wagner's grandpa to be in charge of like alumni relations.
I get that.
It's just this weird battle of who can hire the most people that this guy knows in order to get him to commit, and
right,
it's fun.
Right. No, it is interesting. Anfernee Simons, 4 years,
God,
$100 million.
So much money.
I just saw that.
I could not tell you anything that he did this last year, other than play basketball for Portland.
The only other time that he has come up on this show recently was specifically in that clip we played for a couple days ago, where Bomani Jones said the phrase, Anfernee Simons isn't going to get it done.
Because he's not. He's a fine basketball player.
And he's going to make about as much money as Patrick Mahomes next year.
NBA money is wild, man.
It's a little less. I think Mahomes has some space there.
You just have to be a good enough NBA player, and you will make $100 million. Like,
Anthony Simons will make Chris Jones money this year.
Yeah,
there's like, my comp for you.
We make fun of DeAndre Ayton at times. And
I've never made fun of DeAndre Ayton once. And if anybody in Brooklyn is listening right now, I think that he might just be... I honestly think that if he just got on a coaching staff that would have him begin to learn how to shoot from three, I think he might be better than Giannis in a couple of years.
Sure.
He might be better than Giannis right now.
And also...
just in case anyone from Brooklyn is listening.
Any center who is just competent...
Leave McHale Bridges out of this!
Any center who is just competent at basketball, even though like everybody kind of has agreed the center position is not nearly as important as it used to be.
Yeah, JaVale McGee just signed a 3-year deal.
You're just guaranteed $100 million. You're just guaranteed it. Didn't DeAndre Jordan just get like something like $20 million a year?
From the Nuggets.
Wait, is that true?
Is that not true?
I don't know. I saw that he signed with somebody, but I didn't see who it was with. Oh my God! Are you about to hurt me?
No.
I was doing a radio show, so I missed all this.
No. This was earlier. This was earlier. I was gonna send it to you. Hold on. I'm gonna double check. Hot stove season, baby.
Did we really just give DeAndre Jordan like $20 million a year or something?
Hold
like
this? Hold on. The Nuggets signed a big man whose name I thought was funny. It was like in that realm of your.
Oh no.
It was. Supermax for Jokic is happening. You know
good.
That. You got
yeah.
that.
Figured that. Okay, just 1 year veteran minimum. Okay, cool. We're good.
But I was right?
Yeah. I just thought I saw somebody.
Hilarious.
I was running a radio show earlier, so I wasn't like fully paying attention to Twitter, but I kind of like glanced at it, and I thought I'd seen something about DeAndre Jordan getting like $20 million a year over three. And I was like, that's insane, but no, also
that's, CBA. No, that's JaVale McGee.
That's okay.
JaVale McGee got 2 years with like a third-year player option.
What?
Basketball's nuts, man.
I love JaVale McGee, but what? Who gave JaVale McGee that? Was it Sacramento?
No, it was Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the second year in a row he signed with a team that eliminated him in the playoffs the year prior.
Dallas, what are you doing? You lose out on Jalen Brunson, and you're like, we got to give JaVale McGee $60 million? What is happening in the NBA? Actually, DeAndre Jordan on a one-year veteran minimum deal to be our backup center. I actually really like that signing. I'm very happy about that.
JaVale, it's 3 years, $20.1 million.
Total,
okay.
Though.
Gotcha. Total,
that's
not per
better.
Year. No.
Still
Sorry.
Seems crazy, but that's better.
It's still a lot, and that third year is, I believe, is again a player option. So, no, sorry, I did not mean to insinuate that he had signed a three for 60 deal.
No, yeah, you're fine. I thought I seen that somebody had signed that. I misread the tweet. 20.1 total, not 20.1 per year.
Ooh, also the Suns could just bring back Bismack Biyombo. That would make me happy.
Isn't he like building a city?
Pretty much. Yeah. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah, it does.
I like Bismack Biyombo. He's gonna just he can be an absolutely serviceable big man, you know, and he, hopefully he's not starting.
No.
But if he is starting, surrounded by Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, maybe Mikal Bridges out there still too. Do you know who can hurt me? Nobody! Nothing!
I'll say this. I think Phoenix is going to have a new starting center next year. I don't know if that center is going to be going for Kevin Durant. But I don't think he's going to be playing basketball for Phoenix next year.
I do believe that is also true. Yeah, that's
I think that might be for the best. If only there had been like a really good guard on that team, like or in that draft.
Like a shot creator.
Yeah.
Maybe a little chubby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like to judge people's weight around here. I will say in this
maybe if they had maybe they like had his previous coach like coaching that team somewhere around there.
You could probably convince me that the scenario of Booker, Paul, Durant is better than Booker, fictional or Slovenian basketball player who
just picking a random country.
Exist.
Right, yeah.
The Slovenian Nikola Jokic, some say.
It is like Chris Paul's, you know, he's 1,000 years old, but the play style of those three guys together. Sorry, I just got to sit here and think about it for a little bit.
Mikal Bridges will look great in that Denver blue.
We'll talk some baseball soon. Alec Lewis of The Athletic will join us at 8. David Leske of Inside the Crown at 9. Plus, the conference, not even realignment stuff, just UCLA. And basically a California exodus. You have now a couple of California coastal schools getting ready to make their in-conference treks through the Big Ten.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, That'll definitely make sense. So we'll talk some baseball, some collegiate realignment, and I will be refreshing Twitter. Who am I kidding? I'm just going to have TweetDeck up. It refreshes itself. I'll be staring at TweetDeck for the remainder of the show as well. Alec Lewis coming up in about 20 minutes. David Leske in an hour and 20. And if at any point the Suns officially trade for Kevin Durant, maybe flip on the video feed on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube, because there's a decent chance that you're just gonna see me swinging my shirt over my head. And frankly, if they keep Mikal Bridges, maybe my pants too. Look, I'm starting to feel pretty good about the possibility of the Phoenix Suns getting a ring of their own, but I'm also smart enough to not have relied on them to handle all of the jewelry business in my life, because I've got somebody better for you to handle your business in the jewelry department. That's over at Ruback Fine Jewelry. They're local to Kansas City. This isn't some, you know, giant conglomerate from a bajillion miles away. You want to go talk to the man you need to talk to at Ruback. His name is Hal, and he will take you all the way through the process of creating a beautiful custom engagement ring, and I can tell you that confidently because that's what he did for me. That was back before we were talking about Ruback on the radio. Kent Swanson said, hey, I've got my friends over here at Ruback. I think you'd really get a good experience over there. And so I said, Kent, when have you ever led me astray? Of course I'll go check out Ruback. And I did. And I never went anywhere else. It was one of those sort of wonderful moments where you realize like, oh, this thing that I've been stressing out about for a while and trying to figure out what I need to do to, you know, handle a once in a lifetime decision. You stress about that for a while, and then, oh, there's just a really simple, elegant, wonderful solution. It's go to Ruback, tell Hal what you like, tell him what your budget is, and see what he can do for you. And the answer of what he can do for you is going to be incredible, pretty much regardless of where you start. I can say that also pretty confidently, because I didn't know where we were headed in the design department until Hal gave us some of his expertise. I had my ideas. Renee gave her feedback back to Hal. Hal gave her some guidance there. Renee, quote, felt vindicated after the fact. I've written that down so I can remember the exact phrasing. Because Hal liked a bunch of her ideas and then also brought them to life in a way that left both of us incredibly, incredibly happy. So I'm always thrilled to talk about Ruback, and you'll join that crew, that club, if you go to Ruback yourself. They also do other jewelry as well. If you're just looking for a beautiful piece to gift to your significant other, just go check them out online also at Ruback.co. It's not C-O-M, C-O, R-U-B-A-C-K.co. You can check out everything that they do there. But if you're looking for a custom engagement ring, you can't get better than Ruback. It was really just a perfect 10 out of 10 experience. And I would say that I would go do it again, but obviously I won't. But I will go back for my wedding bands and for Renee's wedding bands as well. And I can't wait to see what that process is like. You know I love my bling. I'm ready to get my own. I wear more rings than Renee does. Hers is nicer than mine, but that's because it came from Ruback Fine Jewelry. Go set up your appointment today. Don't wait. Go right now. Go to Ruback.co. That's Ruback.co.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Friends who bleep on Virginia together stay together.
Exactly.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
One more thing I should have mentioned in the first segment. Not only is Devin Booker reportedly about to sign his Supermax, which does officially be the closest ever to not always waking up in a cold sweat every couple of weeks, having a nightmare that Devin Booker is demanding to trade out of Phoenix.
Sign and trade.
It also is coupled with a report from Sham Sharania earlier that he will be the cover athlete on NBA 2K23. And that right
there. That's pretty cool.
That right there. We've had a lot of fun here today.
I'll buy that game.
But I'm ready to buy it for Madden on PC on Steam right now. Madden 22 with Mahomes and Brady is literally $10, and I still scrolled past it.
Yeah,
my current PC can't handle it, and maybe I should buy it for future Steam Deck purposes or whatever. I have not bought a fresh out the gate professional sports game in a long time. And I also think I'm going to be absolutely ready to buy that. Just literally be like, oh, Devin Booker's on the cover. That makes me happy. I'd like to have that. Which again.
And he's genuinely one of, when he was at Kentucky, he was one of my favorite Kentucky basketball players I've watched.
That's true. I forget that you also have your Devin Booker.
I genuinely loved Devin Booker well before he was, a really good NBA player. Because again, he was just. What he's doing in the NBA, he's
really good.
Like
elite, some would say.
Oh, absolutely.
Best in MVP candidate. Best player on his own team.
Here's the problem. He's not going to get really any MVP love because he's going to have, when you have Durant and Chris Paul around you.
I get it.
It's hard.
You know what he can be instead? Instead of an MVP candidate? A champion.
MVP doesn't always go to the best player in the league. Now it has the last 2 years, so they're on a pretty good streak. So I do assume they'll just go to the best player in the NBA for a third straight year, and obviously Nikola Jokic will win his third straight. But it doesn't always go to the top players in the league. Sometimes it goes to the 10th best player in the league, but he just provided more value, right? Devin Booker doesn't have to necessarily provide 10 value because it's just a really good team. But he's one of the best players in the NBA, top 10.
There are two things around Booker here that have.
Maybe the greatest Wildcat of all time. Who could say?
Who could say? I would say over any other school named Wildcats, over any literal Wildcats.
It's him and Jamal Murray. That's where the list starts and ends. Tyler Hero. That's my top three.
I would say, and my Mount Rushmore would have the three of them.
And then if it was Mount Rushmore, it'd be those three.
I would have it be the three of
Isaiah
them.
And Isaiah Briscoe, because he spells his last name the correct way.
It really is incredible that we've been doing this show for this long together, and still, whenever both of us have our joke, it just becomes a press conference.
I had to get mine out.
It's just two people at a press conference, both going, "Coach, I have a question about," and then the other, "Coach, I wanted to go ahead. I'm just curious."
Okay, Josh, would you like to get yours off?
No, I wanted you to. Whoa, what?
gets your joke off.
Yeah, my Mount Rushmore of best Wildcats of all time would be Devin Booker, Tyler Hero, Jamal Murray. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And Willie.
I mean, it's hard to beat Willie.
Willie the Wildcat, to be clear.
Oh, so you meant Willie Cauley-Stein.
I meant Willie the Wildcat.
He's also good.
He's one of my top four Wildcats of all time, for sure. Here's my two Devin Booker, my two serious Devin Booker takes, and then we're gonna have a bunch of Royals for the rest of the show. So you know, we got
the
you right today.
First hour was for us.
That's right. That's really true. One is that if this KD thing happens, and if it is all obviously true that Kevin Durant has always seemed to love Devin Booker and wanted to play with Devin Booker, along with Chris Paul, obviously, and an organization that's gotten its bleep together, that is going to be a legacy thing for Devin Booker in Phoenix. Like, he if they win a title, he will surpass everyone else, from Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, some of the guys even predating Charles Barkley, as I think the most like beloved athlete on that team in history.
And
he's the only one with a title, who like was the ringleader, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think it's important to mention the fact that he didn't recruit necessarily Chris Paul or Kevin Durant.
Right.
They were attracted to him, right?
And
they
who could blame them? I mean, good grief. Who's not attracted to Devin Booker?
I mean, let's be real. But also, it is surprising for a guy as young as he is to have older, great, all-time greats
100%.
Want to play with him when he's not really out there, at least publicly, right? I know that he talks to them, I'm sure, right? Because like, they all have relationships with each other, right? They're all friends. But like, he is not actively trying to be like, hey, yeah, definitely come here. I want you here. I'm sure he's told these guys that, but like, they wanted to go play with him.
And that wasn't always the case. And it's not like he's doing it for, on one hand, let's say like the Knicks, a storied franchise that stunk forever, or the Lakers, where he's a lifelong Laker on a franchise that's always been good, just always, period, forever. Or even like the Spurs, a traditionally incredibly well-run organization. The only downside to today for me has been that Robert Sarver has still continued to own the team. And if the Suns can pull that off in spite of having a miserable ownership situation that has plagued them forever, Devin Booker is stuck in Phoenix and has just gotten better as the organization has also gotten better. Like, they have fed each other that way in a way that I just think is genuinely tremendous. Just a wonderful story of a downtrodden team and player moving in an increasingly positive direction. Thing number two, I literally don't think, like, I grew up a Chiefs fan, and I continue to root for them to win. It's more fun, but I'm also just like, if I was just not even doing radio anymore, I would just call myself a Chiefs fan. But also really covering the team intently. Like, I'm just, whenever you get really close to a piece of paper, and you can't read every word. You can just sort of see what's right in front of you. The book's too close to your face. Sometimes that's become me with the Chiefs. Like, it is my job more than any other thing in this city to know and understand and predict and explain everything going on with the Chiefs. So I've rooted for the team growing up through now, but I'm right there on it. With the Suns, this is my irrational thing. And truly inside, I felt, yeah, I'd spend $60 on a copy of 2K that I'm not really that excited to play because Devin Booker's on the cover. And I think that is a sort of fandom brain rot that I'm not proud of, and you probably shouldn't be proud of either.
Be proud of it.
Don't let anybody take it from you, though.
Be proud of it.
It is a nice reminder that is a fun thing to have. So I like to be reminded of all of that. Third thing. Kevin Durant currently is on the Brooklyn Nets. There is absolutely a chance he's not a member of the Phoenix Suns. Some Suns fans on Twitter today were kind of hedging against their own emotions. You know, I'm just not going to think about it. I'm going the other way. I am just snorting this day of NBA transactions because best case scenario, it leads to the best season of basketball that I've ever seen. Worst case scenario, I had one day of snorting Rooster Booster Light and Kevin Durant jokes. I mean, I don't see a downside here. Alec Lewis next.